Did I scare you?
You are listening to the podcast that answers the only question that matters in horror film. Did I scare you? I am your host, Jake Albrecht.
And I am the fill-in host, Josh.
Yes. Little brother isn't feeling well today, so we have a special guest this week. Josh, what is the movie we're doing this week?
This week we are doing the 2000-something Robert Rodriguez directed... Or is it 90s?
1998.
Robert Rodriguez directed The Faculty. Faculty?
Yeah, and how would you describe The Faculty, Josh?
I would say it's Invasion of the Body Snatchers for a teenage crowd.
You're saying that people who are normally around get replaced by other people?
Yeah.
Yeah, somehow when we have you on as the guest host, Josh, it's always thematic.
I am just now putting that together.
Yeah, you are going to be the version of Vinny with no glasses on, ready to suck down a cherry condom.
Well, let me start over then. I'm America's little brother, Vin.
I think he likes to say he's the littlest brother.
That's right, America's littlest brother.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those of you who haven't listened before, this is the podcast where we two friends switch off picking horror movies in an attempt to scare the other one. I selected the movie this week. As we said before, we are doing The Faculty. Josh, have you ever seen The Faculty before?
Yes, I had seen The Faculty before. I believe I saw it in the theater when it came out. I've seen it a couple times in the movie or, you know, in DVD and such, but... almost had no recollection of this movie when I sat down to watch it.
Yeah. If I'm doing like a thought balloon on the things that The Faculty makes me think of, it's like Josh Hartnett, cool, because that's what I thought was cool then. Yeah. And like that cover of Brick in the Wall that sucked.
Yeah.
And Robert Patrick like looking at things while fireworks go off.
Yeah, I mean, there's like so many actors in this movie that I completely forgot were in this movie. Just completely.
Oh, yeah, no.
Forgot.
Firstly, like, most of the kids are notable except the blonde.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Her southern accent.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, all the teachers, like, all of them are recognizable from different stuff. We got, like, B.B. Newworth.
Yep.
Salma Hayek, who I didn't remember was in this at
had
all.
Had no recollection.
Right? Jon Stewart, back when he still acted.
Again, I was like, Jon Stewart's acting? Holy shit.
See, I could never forget Jon Stewart was in this because every now and then on The Daily Show... to prove he wasn't a good actor, he would show clips from this. They would always be like, well, of course, as you know from my acting career, and then they would cut to him getting his fingers chopped off.
Them fingies went real quick.
Yeah, frankly, I don't think a paper cutter could take fingers off like that.
No, I don't believe so either.
I don't think that dude's, like, sharpening that in between classes.
I mean, I remember in high school, I would try to use the paper cutter just to cut, cardstock in art class. And it would, like, do it sometimes, and then sometimes it would just, like, rip it.
Yeah, like, any stack over three pages, you were already 50-50. It might not make it through.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I've seen The Faculty many times. I like The Faculty a great deal. We could stick around to the end to find out if that opinion holds up. As we mentioned, it was directed by Robert Rodriguez, who was brought in by Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, shit.
And, boy, I haven't heard much from him lately. What's he been up to?
I think he's been staying at a hotel for a while. Club Med?
I'm sorry. It's just particular bad connotations from Harvey Weinstein Hotel. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, well, at least nobody can meet him there. Yeah, he's been getting some much-needed exercise the last few years.
Yeah, exactly. He's been utilizing that walker, like, a lot, too.
Now, did you notice who wrote this movie?
I did not.
Okay, it's Kevin Williamson of Dawson's Creek and Scream fame.
Oh.
Although he didn't write the original draft of this. It was two kind of nobodies who did. And then Weinstein brought him in to kind of fluff it up.
Punch-ups!
And make it... Yeah, yeah. Make it more hip and modern.
Oh, it is hip and modern.
Oh, yeah. No, these kids are disaffected, and they love to monologue, so you know it's a Kevin Williamson script. Also, somebody wants to fuck a teacher.
Yeah.
That's a 3 for 3 on the Williamson scale.
Like, honestly, if you'd have told me this was punched up by Kevin Smith, I would have totally believed that also.
There's not as many references to dicks.
True, true.
And nobody smokes weed. They're all doing, like, crank or what do they call it?
Jack you up.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to get jacked up.
There's a lot more methamphetamines than I remember the 90s feature.
That's nice. When it came on, I was like, is he cooking meth in a garage?
Yeah, it's some fucking Walter White shit.
Exactly. Fucking science, bitch.
Yeah. I imagine Jesse's just off screen yeah. Based on the ages.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, fuck. Oh, man.
All right, is there anything else you want to talk about before we get into the meat of the faculty?
No, I think we should tarry no further, and let's go to the movies!
All right, well, you stole my line, so fuck you. This is, in the annals of the synopsises I've stolen, one of the worst. So it's more of a jumping off point because they say one evening at Harrington High School in Ohio, several teachers and principal leave after discussions about the school's budget. Okay, they skip how this movie actually starts.
Yeah.
So to begin with, Robert Patrick is out on a football field. He's a football coach. Mm-hmm. He gives the immortal advice to someone, you need to line back better.
I also like that he's just constantly, you fucking fuck shit and hells and dams and fucking tackle.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, okay, for anyone wondering at home, has Kevin Williamson ever heard of football? Vaguely.
It's, the characters.
He's like, if it's a linebacker, that must be what they do.
Yeah, you must linebacker better.
Right. Like, you, cornerback him.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so everybody leaves after he flips a table, and then he is approached by...
When he flipped that table, I was like, why? Who is it for?
Right. As Allen Iverson famously said, we are talking about practice here.
Exactly. Oh. Oh.
All right, and then he is approached by a mysterious figure.
Yeah.
Based on who it is at the end, like who we figure out it is, do you find his reaction to this person appropriate?
No. I felt like it might have been more like, because he's such a creepy dude, he probably would have been like, hey, you know, like... What do you want?
Or at the very least, like, who are you? Because instead he just says, what are you doing here?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Oh, like BoJack Horseman, only better. But yeah, he has no reason to know who this person is.
No, because it will be established later.
Okay, then we go into the sad budget meeting after hours.
I felt so bad for the teachers because they're just like, so we can't get anything. But the football team, they get shit.
Yeah, I mean, like, B.B. Newworth breaks it down for him because she's the principal. Or she's like, you see the stands on Friday night? Guess what they're not, like, selling tickets for? Fucking chemistry.
Yep.
So you're fucked. And if the football team wants to take anything from your home... Personally, they have been authorized to do so by the local government.
Usher's been, he's allowed to come over and cuck you if he wants.
Shit, we didn't even mention ushers in this fucking movie.
Yeah, Usher.
This was promoted very heavily on TRL because of that, even though, like, he's barely
in that movie. Barely in this movie.
Although, honestly, because I've seen the whole breadth of Usher's acting career now, the part in the middle where he's confused about the animal they find is probably the best acting he's ever done.
You might be right.
They're about to dump it in the tank, and he's like, you might kill it, though.
The concern in his voice.
No, he really says, like, Usher's like, whoa, don't kill that weird worm.
He's like, hey, man, hey, let the worm live.
Be like, you, John Stewart, future presidential candidate, probably. Don't kill that worm.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, Usher.
Okay. Anyways, the staff meeting breaks up. Everybody's sad and weird. Who's another member of the staff? Oh, boy. I don't ever remember this guy's name, but he's like, Francis's drill sergeant on Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And he's like one of George Costanza's bosses.
Yep. I'm trying to place right. Where the redheaded teacher is from, what I've seen her in other than this.
Yeah, she just looks like someone's aunt.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Yeah, she's sad because she wanted to do Guys and Dolls. And B.B. Newworth is like, why don't you just reuse the set from Our Town? Now, I'm intimately familiar with this joke because I actually starred in Our Town in high school.
Oh, a thespian here.
That's right. The joke there is that there is no set for Our Town.
Oh, that's a good joke then now, retrospectively.
Yeah. To represent upstairs, there's just two ladders on the stage.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That'll be great for the next play.
Enough about that, because Robert Patrick's out of nowhere, and he's not yelling anymore. He's more rapey.
More Harvey Weinstein-y?
Yeah. Harvey Weinstein read the script, and he's like, should he have her meet her in a hotel room? Kevin Williamson's like, what?
Do we have to throw allegedly, since he's been convicted, but he's appealing?
No, that dude's a rapist.
Okay, cool.
What, Harvey Weinstein's going to sue me? I'd like to see it. I really wouldn't. It's going to be a sad day for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein.
Played by the T-1000.
Uh-huh. All right, so T-1000 meets B.B. Newworth in her office, and she's like, what do you want? And he's like, you're looking very pretty tonight. Okay. I have some questions about this body snatcher scenario. Yeah. What's their deal?
They're mildly horny, really thirsty.
Yeah, no, like, the thirst thing is very, that's consistent throughout all of them. They all want water.
Well, I mean, he's thirsty after her, too. Bada-bing!
Yeah, the way it changes what their personality is like is kind of like completely off the wall depending on who it is.
Yeah, it's non-consistent.
Because he's like more subdued, but then also he's like,
I'm going to rape you.
I want a piece of that. She's like, coach, you're drunk. It's like,
but here, did it make you think that maybe that they had fucked before? Because she's kind of like, you're drunk.
I thought it was more like, she's just like, damn, the school board really has given them the go-ahead.
Where's Usher?
Okay. Then he's like, I want you to pick up a pencil. And I'm like, ooh, I wonder what this scheme's going to be for. Yep. Then she does, and he stabs her through the hand and says, I always wanted to do that. What?
Yeah, since when? Since, I guess this is like... Since the snatchers, they want to kill people. They just want to put stuff through people's hands. Cool.
Yeah, this brings up one of the main problems I have with this movie is that This movie has seen Shane Black movies, and it knows what you're supposed to do with the quips and stuff. Yeah. So they're like, a quip goes here. But you're like, okay, and it's going to make sense, too. And they're like, a quip goes here. He stabs her through the hand with the pencil, and then he says, I always wanted to do that. Yep. I'm like, but why has he always wanted to do that? I'm like, because that's what he says. He always wanted to, and then he did it just now.
And then he's looked at her and said, get the lead out.
That would have been better, Josh. That would have been better. That would have made some sense. And it may be something about, like, principals making him sharpen pencils. Like, yeah, something. Exactly. Put in a little effort here.
No. Don't they use the I've always wanted to do that a couple times in this movie, now that I think about it?
There's another one.
There's another one.
And it makes no sense either. We're going to get to it in a second. All right, she leaves the office because she's like, oh, my fucking hand.
That's right.
She tries to escape the building. It's padlocked for some reason.
He had ample time, apparently, to lock every door. He was ready.
Yep, so Guys and Dolls teacher is outside, and she's fumbling around, and she's like, why don't you get your keys to Baby Newworth? Who is terrified? Yeah. Robert Patrick's coming up, and he's taking his sweet fucking time. She manages to get outside, then she locks the door just in time. She's saved.
Yes.
Then the redhead teacher stabs her and says, I always wanted to do this.
Ah, there it is.
Class, wait, what?
She could have said, you reuse the set, bitch.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not better.
Reuse the first aid kit from fucking Artstown, like something. Tie it back together. Kevin Williamson, I know you're like, okay, but then, like, what does Dawson do after, like, Pacey fucks his girlfriend? But
he goes back to the creek. That's what he does. Goes and sits on that little dock.
He always goes back to that creek.
That creek is the moneymaker.
Anyways, Josh, it's time to move on. I don't want to wait for our lives to be over.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
Josh, we get some grunge music. Did you recognize the band? Because I did.
No, I did not.
Yeah. This is post-Christian, but before famous Creed.
It was Creed. That's right. It was. It was. Man, Robert Rodriguez is on top. He's like got his thumb on the music industry.
Oh yeah, no, that's about to break out. He's like Jars of Clay. No, they didn't have room for them.
Yep. Creed.
Okay. All of a sudden, they decide they're going to introduce the characters, and they do so by putting their names on screen.
Oh yeah, like a can't hardly wait, but bad.
Yeah, at least that gave you some idea who they were.
Yeah. This one's just like Casey gets balls rammed into poles.
Who? All right, do you want to talk about who the characters are? Oh, I guess normally we name them. Oh, well, too late.
Yeah, let's go. We can name them while we go.
All right, we got Elijah Wood.
Frodo.
Elijah Wood nerd. We got Jordana Brewster, bitch.
Yep.
We got, I guess Sean Hatowski's not, like, famous enough, but, like, okay, football player.
Yeah.
To me, he's always the outside Providence guy. Let's move
That's
on.
That's true.
We got Clea DuVall playing a straight girl who everyone thinks is a lesbian, although Clea DuVall in real life, like, very famously lesbian. So, lesbian playing
straight playing lesbian.
If you want to do the math at home,
I think we just lesbianceptioned here.
Yeah. We got Josh Hartnett, and his hair's unkempt, so you know he's a bad boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We got that blonde girl from season 2 of 24 that was a terrorist.
And it fits in. It fits in.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is basic, like, Breakfast Club stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Except, like, with a spare. So, basic archetypes. Elijah Wood not only gets his ass kicked coming off the bus.
Yeah.
They literally lift him up and, like,
they just rip.
Toss him into a light pole crotch first.
Just right into a pole. I'm like, I have never in my life never seen this. Like, this is a version of high school that I only exists in movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, because, like, bullying in high school is someone saying, like, oh, like, that's a fucking stupid thing to say to, like, one nerdy kid. And they're going on to live their lives. It's not like, I'm going to physically torture you.
I mean, at least when I went to high school, it wasn't like that. I didn't was I physically torturing other people?
Emotionally torturing a lot of people. Yeah, you were the guy tossing dudes crotch first into light poles. Yeah,
I wasn't doing that. I know I definitely didn't do that. maybe emotionally damaging people.
I've abandoned the notes, so I don't know what happens yet. Wait. blah blah blah. Spiteful this. Yeah. Da, da, da.
He goes into the restroom, and we get our second rapist of the movie.
He's still a legend, right?
Oh, yeah. Danny Masterson. Allegedly hasn't been convicted yet. Danny Mattinson or whatever.
Masterson.
Yeah, buying crank off of Josh Hartnett.
Yeah, Josh Hartnett, he's got his methamphetamines. He keeps them in pens.
Yeah, yeah. And he keeps them on him, which is super smart.
Oh, yeah. You definitely want to do that in high school. Just walk around with drugs in your pocket constantly.
Yeah, it's like nobody's ever going to like suspect that you, the guy that's been here for an extra year apparently, but you're a genius. He's carrying around meth.
Yeah. The guy who stays in high school literally to steal supplies.
Yeah, exactly.
Which we know they don't have money for.
Because the fucking football team got their new jerseys.
Yeah, and they're all out there doing crank left and right to get through practice.
Exactly. God damn it.
All right, what else happened? Everyone's also, like, this is the other weird factor about this movie. Everyone's fucking cruel to each other for no reason.
Yes, yes. Like, the I forget it. The football jock, he goes up to the bitch, and he's, like, trying to give her a kiss, and she's like, no, I've got lipstick on. I'm like, Jesus Christ, like.
She's like, yeah, it took me 15 hours to put this lip gloss on. It's like, I don't.
Like, what the fuck kind of lip gloss
are
you
like,
using?
Squeezing it out of a worm's ass? Like, what are you talking about? Then he bumps into Claire Duvall, and she's like, why don't you watch where the fuck you're going? And he's like, well, maybe you could see if you didn't have shit out of your eyes. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, why don't you
kids in Breakfast Club didn't start off this rude.
Why don't you stop munching box long enough to...
I think Jordana Brewster drops that off.
Yeah, oh, that's right, she does. Yeah, she tells her later about munching box, I think.
Yeah, all right, so... What else happens here in the beginning? The blonde is Southern. She introduces herself to Claire Duvall.
Yep.
And that's when Jordana Brewster is like, you might want to know that she's a lesbian.
Oh,
then
yeah.
Then Claire Duvall's like, piss off, and she leaves. And then the blonde goes and follows Claire Duvall to class, and she's like, I didn't know you were a lesbian. What's that like? Is it nice?
Yeah.
Loud and proud, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Claire Duvall's like, I'm not a lesbian. I just pretend to be to keep people away, like you.
Yeah. And it's not keeping her away. She's into her. She likes her.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a bunch of other stuff. It's just setting up like, oh, yeah, fucking Frodo is a nerd. He's a super nerd. Like, like nobody likes him. And
yeah, and he works for the newspaper. He always has a camera on him.
Yeah, he's fucking...
Jordana Brewster is the editor, so, like, they work together.
Kind of, and he's just, like, she's a bitch to him still.
Right. Football player wants to talk to Jordana Brewster, but she doesn't want to listen to him.
Yeah, he's like, I want to stop playing football and start, what did he say? Start studying, I love that she's just like, but you're, like, dumb.
She's like, you have... no shot at college without football. You play football.
Yeah, like you play
football. Football for the rest of your life, dude.
You quarterback. You go out there and quarterback. You quarterback whatever that means.
Yeah, she's also like, I'm the head cheerleader, so if you're not like the quarterback, I mean, like, I guess we're not fucking.
Oh, the varsity blues rules.
He's like, that's like pretty shallow.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, yes.
Yeah, she is. She's so like, she's such a bitch, but I also respect her just like bluntness.
Yeah.
Just there's something about just like, yeah, like if you're not this, then I won't be with you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I like it.
Now, all right, they also do a bit where Josh Hartnett's in class and Famke Janssen is his teacher. They're talking about Robinson Crusoe, but she's like a very meek teacher. She has glasses. She looks dowdy.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, what's Robinson Crusoe about? And he's like, a guy is tired of cranking it. And she's like, no. And then he's like, it's about being really sad.
Yeah.
And she's like, yes. And he's like, yeah, it's about cranking it. I did it.
It's about being sad because you're on an island by yourself cranking it.
Yeah. And, like, picturing how satisfied Kevin Williamson was when he wrote that makes me want to punch him right in the dick.
Yeah, he's like, this is so clever.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, a one good thing about Twitter is that, like, people who aren't that smart get told that more often.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I had to... I'm not even going to get on it. Leave Twitter alone.
All right. Anyways, Elijah Wood is eating lunch by himself out by the football field. He's also nursing a bloody nose because, you know, his whole day is like unending terror.
Yeah, it's just, can you imagine his day after day? Like, he just probably goes through so many fucking towels from, like, blood. He's got to get fucking transfusions all the time.
Yeah, I mean, like, there would come a point where I'd be like, maybe this isn't the school for me.
Yeah, yeah, maybe I should just homeschool.
Yeah, like, I can probably figure it out. I'm a pretty smart dude.
Yeah. I just go get my GED and go to fucking college.
Oh, wait, there's another point here where the quarterback, he's like, sitting up in class so that we know he's trying now.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And, like, the teacher, who's the drill sergeant from Malcolm in the Middle, starts in the beginning of a chapter, and he's like, we did that chapter yesterday. And he's like, fine, next chapter, who cares?
Oh, we also missed the part where they're setting up, like, all the teachers in the thing, and he's drinking whiskey, and, like...
Oh, yeah.
And Selma Hayek's sick, and Jon Stewart's in love with her, apparently.
Yeah, he kind of sits... He hits on Selma Hayek, but she's like, not having it, so he says, why don't I stab a pen in my eye?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what a strangely specific thing to say.
Exactly. I wonder if that will play out later, Kevin.
Yeah, and while they're doing that, we see Robert Patrick and the redheader hanging out, looking, yeah, you know, pod people-like.
And drinking a whole bunch of H2O.
Yep, yep. All right. Semi-related. Elijah Wood's on the football field. He finds a little worm thing.
Yeah.
He goes to class to take it to Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart's like, oh, that's a weird looking thing. Let's take a look at this. Somebody accidentally spills water on it and it starts moving. The whole class is like, oh, fuck. Meanwhile, this whole time, Josh Hartnett is like breaking down what this like thing's whole deal is. Yeah. It's like, based on the exoskeleton, it's
With that hair, he's not that smart.
Plus, he's Josh Hartnett. I mean, like, he's beautiful but dumb. Let's be honest.
I love, it's like, just like Kevin sat down and said, what are big words? What are big enough words that Josh Hartnett can say?
If he could only hit one of the syllables, we could just stitch them all together, right?
We have ADR for a reason, right?
Say XO. Just say XO.
Yeah, XO.
Okay. Say skeleton. You got it.
Just mashing it together.
Oh. Yeah, he even gets up and like elbows like Jon Stewart out of the way to look at it under the microscope.
Oh, yeah, man. Jon Stewart's a cuck.
Yeah, he really is. Yep. All right. They spill water on it and it starts shooting things out. And they're like, wow, that's fucking weird. So Jon Stewart picks it up. And
Usher.
To Usher's great concern, he's deciding he's going to drop it in the water tank.
Usher is so concerned.
He drops it in there, and it shoots out a bunch of stuff. It basically looks like a crazy-ass jellyfish.
Yep, yep.
But it's also got, like, a little mouth. Jon Stewart's like, I've never seen a horror movie before, so I'd like to touch this thing.
I've never seen this creature in my life. Hey, let me put my hand in here.
Yeah. The guy from Prometheus that gets his arm bit off by the snake, like Obi-Wan Kenobi style, yeah. Is giving him a thumbs up.
He's like, good job, guy.
Well, at least he's holding his arm up like that, but it's gone because it got bit off.
Yep, yep, yep. What's this Jon Stewart goo?
Yeah. Jon Stewart tickles this thing's ball, so then immediately it bites it. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, fuck. Then splits into two things, and he's like, it can replicate?
Yep, yep, yep.
Well, I'm sure that has nothing to do thematically with what's going on here at this school.
So, question, does it replicate because it the blood, or does it just replicate out of nowhere?
Yep.
Let's not even science this science.
Look, if you're explaining, you're already losing.
Okay, okay, okay. My bad, my bad.
It can replicate, okay? Maybe someone drops a worm in here. Who cares? I have another question based on how the rest of this movie goes. With how easy it seems to be,
yeah,
to take over someone, why don't they just do that a lot quicker?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because there's a point where certain people are hanging out with our main characters where it's like, they definitely could have just turned them.
Yeah, there's so many points in it where I'm just like... I'll just let it go because, yeah, I have the same question. Like, why did they wait so long?
Yeah, it really would have been a lot easier to be just like, hey, can I tell you a secret? And when they bend their ear down, you're just like, worm to the ear. Yep. All done.
Instead,
no fuss, no muss.
Instead, they're going to be like calling three people to the principal's office at a time.
Okay. What else happens here? Okay, wait. The football guy is taking a shower. And somebody's there. Their feet look all gross. It's an old lady teacher. Except her body's pretty much falling apart. And she says to him, they're trying to take over everything before she collapses and her body starts disintegrating.
Yeah. That was gross, though. Like, the hair thing. Like...
the whole bit, because, yeah, he takes her hair off. That reminded me of fucking, like, Cabin Fever.
Yeah, it did remind me of that, too.
With the flesh-eating virus? Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, a lot of the gore in this movie is pretty good.
And I'll say this, at the end, the CG isn't bad for 98.
A lot of it. Some of it,
but...
there's a bit that they rip off from The Thing that looks pretty bad, but everything else looks really good.
Yeah, I'll give the movie some credit in some things here.
I'll even say even the bit with, like, the worm in the water, all of that looks pretty good.
Yeah, I think it all looks fine,
Okay. Elijah Wood and the quarterback call for help. We see them in the principal's office later with sexy principal B.B. Newworth now.
Yeah, she's glowed up for sure.
She's like, it's probably best if you don't tell the press or anyone in the police what happened. And the football player's like, makes sense to me because I'm a fucking idiot, as we've already established.
Yeah.
Elijah Wood this whole time is watching the coach outside who is standing in the middle of the sprinklers going like, num, 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 num.
Exactly. Just standing there.
And then sexy BB Newer's like, Elijah Wood? And he's like, what? Yeah, no, yeah, great. It's fine.
Yeah. Good.
All right. Elijah Wood and Jordana Brewster are in search of a story. So they're going to find out some stuff about the... What are they looking for? The parasite here? I can't even remember.
They went in there. They're trying to get just dirt on the faculty, I guess, and just find out what's going on. Because there's point where she's like... He finds the whiskey in the cabinet, and she's like... oh, we've already exposed that last year. Nobody cared.
Wow, I didn't even...
yeah.
I didn't even... yeah, didn't even clock that.
Yeah.
All right. At some point in this, she's like, "Are you hitting on me, Elijah Wood?" And she's like, "He's like, maybe." That's all the development they're gonna get.
Yep.
All right. They have to hide in the closet because some teachers are coming in.
Because R. Kelly's coming.
He's in there with them. They're all trapped in the closet.
Holy shit! I just hit a trifecta of fuck. We just hit a trifecta of like rapist fucking creepos.
No more rapists, please. All right. While they're in the closet, Salma Hayek's in there, and the English teacher and Robert Patrick are menacing her. They see from the closet them attack her, and then they like make a noise. So the teachers go to inspect, and I thought they were going to pretend to be making out, but instead they just kind of womp them and run.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because, like, that's another way to bridge the story they're trying to do. Not to, like, backseat drive this script, but it is terrible.
What doesn't that old lady fall out of the fucking closet on them, too? And they're like, wah!
Yeah. Yeah, like, her old busted corpse is in there, too. So, like, obviously not good. And Selma Hayek grabs Elijah Wood as he's trying to run away.
Yeah.
They get out to the hallway, and Elijah Wood slips. That's also another thing that happens to Tony.
Yeah, exactly.
Movie. He's constantly risky businessing down the hall.
What's your favorite Tom Cruise movie? Mine's Days of Thunder.
Terrible movie. Anyways. As Elijah Wood falls, he's like, "Jordana Brewster, don't abandon me." She does. She doesn't look back.
She's a fucking sprinter. She's a head cheerleader. She's got places to be.
Yeah, she fucking burst through the wall like Kool-Aid Man to leave him behind.
Which begs the question, why didn't they turn him then? They're alone with him.
They kind of just let him run away.
That's true.
He comes back with the police, his mom, and Shooter McGavin, who is his dad and has a goatee.
Shooter!
Elijah Wood's like, there was a dead body in there. The cop goes to inspect, and there's a dummy in the room, a CPR dummy. And they're like, "That's what you thought? You thought that was a dead body? Wow, what a fucking idiot you are.
You're so fucking dumb, Frodo."
Yeah. Meanwhile, sexy BB Newworth is like, "You, police officer, why don't you come to this room alone with me and I'll tell you a secret? Again, it's this easy."
Yeah.
We hear a quick thudding, and then he comes out, like, eyes all glazed, and he's like, "There is no problem here. No problem has been found. Go home, human."
Exactly.
And Elijah Wood's like, "Oh, they changed them.
They got him."
Yep. So they go home. His parents think he's on drugs. They start going through his stuff.
They
take his phone. They take his music. They take his computer. And worst of all, they take his secret stash of boob magazine.
Fucking boob magazine.
Here's what I find disconcerting. There's no S on that title.
It's just boob. It's just a bunch of single boob shots.
Yeah, they couldn't afford both.
Yeah, it's like... But you know Shooter McGavin was cranking it to that damn that boob magazine later that night.
If you'll allow me, Josh.
Okay.
Elijah Wood jumps out the window to try to escape because he thinks the aliens have infiltrated his town. The faculty's waiting out in the driveway, so he just kind of stumbles back to his house. Shooter McGavin wanders out, and what's folded in his back pocket?
Boob magazine.
Oh, and he's gotten at least one boob. He's like, "Go back inside, Elijah Wood, who's clearly on drugs."
The faculty also, they teleport, man. They're there, they're not. They're there, they're not.
Yeah, and also, if they're there, I don't know why they don't just, like, you know...
change everybody that's at the house?
Yeah, especially, like, after they fall asleep.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you came all that way, you might as well change one person.
No. Instead of being like, "Nah, it's better if he comes back."
Yeah, exactly. It'd be better if I just come back here later.
All right. The next day, Elijah Wood doesn't want to go to school. Shooter McGavin says, "I have one, two scenes left, Hobbs. You're going to school."
I have one, two scenes, tops. Fucking hell. All
right. They drive to school. It's Shooter's last scene.
But
Elijah Wood goes inside. Sexy BB Newworth goes to whisper something in his ear. Again, it's that easy. He's turned.
No, you're mistaken. It's fucking T-1000 goes to talk to Shooter.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Because he's like, "You're fast." Because he at some point, Elijah and T-1000 talked about running fast because Elijah Wood's like, only run when you're chased.
And then Robert Patrick is like, "I like that. I like that line. This is me, the screenwriter Kevin Williamson, speaking right now.
I like that.
Man, I'm so clever. I bet I'll be the toast of this town forever and not for around two more years."
Yeah, exactly. Oh, fuck.
Okay. Moving on. Elijah Wood's at school, but everyone's getting turned. All right, what else happens here? Jordana Brewster meets up with them. She has glasses on now, and she looks dowdy. He's like, "What's your deal?" She says, "My contact lenses were drying out, so."
Yeah.
I don't know, Josh.
No, she does the opposite transformation that we see in most movies. She goes from being hot chick to inconspicuously unnoticeable with glasses.
She does what we call the reverse Rachel Lee Cook.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. Well, at least we get an actual Rachel Lee Cook in this movie also.
Damn, this synopsis is so bad.
The synopsis is failing us.
Next day, Casey tells Delilah, Stan, and Stokely he believes the teachers are being controlled by aliens. I mean, yeah, that happens eventually. Here's some stuff they left out.
Yeah, they kind of they're kind of glossing over. Who wrote this?
Somebody lazier than Kevin Williamson, I'll tell you that. All right, there's a line of kids going into the nurse's office. The football players, what's going on to Usher? Usher's like, "Oh, it's like some type of ear exam or something."
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Go in there. Get a bug slid in your ear.
At some point, the football player talks to Clea DuVall about why he quit the football team.
Yeah.
And she reveals herself to be extremely knowledgeable about his past successes in a way that suggests, despite everything we know about Clea DuVall, that she was that dick.
Yeah, she she is definitely knows more. Like, it's who's the character in, like, Emilio Estevez? Like, it's that situation, you know? Like,
oh, yeah, no, she's Ally Sheedy, yeah, and he's Emilio Estevez. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
And it's like,
the whole movie, if you think about it. Well, we'll get to it at the end.
Okay, yeah. There's the jock. Welcome to the Breakfast Club, the faculty club.
Uh-huh. Sexy principal. No way.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he's not the principal anyways, right? He's just some teacher.
Is he? Yeah, I can't remember if he's the teacher. We're talking about a better movie.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Also, at some point, the blonde meets up with Josh Hartnett, and she's like, "What's going on? Let's do some light flirting."
Yeah. Hey, y'all. I'm from Atlanta's.
She's like, "This is what Southern sounds like to, like, a Northerner."
Everybody down south sounds like they is.
I've never owned a pair of sneakers before, I assume.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, because she wants that Josh Hartnett dick.
So he takes her off all alone where no one can see them.
Yeah.
To go show her where he makes his drugs.
Yeah, he's like, I go shopping here. This is where I do my Uber Eats pickup.
And she's like, you steal supplies from school to make drugs. No, wait. She says, you borrow supplies from school to make drugs. And he goes, I prefer to think of it as stealing. Yeah. We're supposed to be like, no, Josh Hartnett, you are incorrigible.
Oh, Kevin, you are so smart with the writing.
Like, oh, Pacey.
Go on to make Vampire Diaries.
All right. Elijah Wood also goes to talk to Claire Duvall because she is, like, up on science fiction stuff. So they talk about Invasion of the Body Snatchers, which this movie is heavily lifting from.
Yeah, yeah. It's always good when halfway through the movie you start referencing better movies in your own movie.
Yeah, that you're directly lifting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's always a good idea.
All right, so those two, plus the football player, plus Jordana Brewster, all end up in a room because they're looking for the parasite thing. Whoops, my bad. They're looking for the worm thing in the water tank, but it's missing.
Oh, yeah, because...
And Elijah Wood...
Doesn't one of them go... Yep. Doesn't one of them say, well, Mr. John Stewart said that he was going to send it to the college or something like that. He must have already sent it to the college. They just called it the university.
Yeah, he's sending it to university.
The university.
Where I assume the Wildcats take on... they take on the Panthers every week.
Yes, yes.
All right, so Elijah Wood tells them all that he thinks the teachers are aliens. Don't we all think that? Waka waka.
Don't we all?
Josh Hartnett makes out with the blonde, who tastes a little bit like slug, and then wanders into the room to make fun of Elijah Wood for being an idiot.
A little like slug. Fuck.
He says, Elijah Wood, the only alien in this room is you. And Elijah Wood says, Hobbit, in 3 years.
In 3 years. Give me some time. Peter Jackson hasn't seen this movie yet.
Oh, shit. You know who else was in the faculty staff?
Who?
I hate to bring it up, but it's our honest to God fourth rapist.
Oh, shit.
Well, sexual harasser, at least. Harry Knowles of Ain't It Cool News.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that the big redheaded dude?
It sure fucking is.
I was like, why is this guy in this movie? Now I know. He happened to be in Austin, Texas that weekend. He figured, and Robert's like, hey, you're in town. Oh, well, Ain't It Cool News was in Austin. What? He was in town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they knew this would get really good coverage on the site.
Exactly. Yeah. Put him in. Get good coverage.
Yeah. Harry Nell's going to say, the best movie of the year is a movie starring a lone actor known as Harry Knowles, the faculty.
Yep. You won't miss me.
As he, as he glumly puts the water tank up when they load them all in.
That was his job.
Okay, back to the present. I only brought that up because Harry Knowles actually told Elijah Wood that Peter Jackson was going to be shooting Lord of the Rings. And that convinced Elijah Wood to send in an audition for Frodo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on the set of this movie.
The more you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I do the heavy lifting here.
I fucking love it. That's the nerdy shit I'm here for.
Heavier lifting than Harry Knowles had to do with that water. All right, anyways. Jon Stewart comes in, but he's a little bit different than normal.
Yeah.
So they're like, hey... Josh Hartnett says, John Stewart, Elijah Wood thinks you and all the teachers are aliens. And he says, really?
It'd have been better for you to just be like,
like, ha, 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 human laughter. get out of here, you ragamuffins. Also, who wants an ear exam?
Exactly. Since I have you all here.
Instead, he draws the curtains, and they're like, hey, John Stewart, where's the alien that used to be in the... Man, I keep saying it. Where's the worm that used to be in the tank? And he gives the shrug that I call my first gif-able moment.
It probably already is also.
At some point, Josh Hartnett is like, all right, I don't like this vibe anymore. I'm leaving. And then Jon Stewart pushes him back through the tank, busted it the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, man. He busted that tank up good.
Yep. Then he sends some tentral like thingies out towards Elijah Wood. And Josh Hartnett gets up and he breaks the paper slicer and then slices Jon Stewart's fingies off.
Exactly. And
there's a bit.
How?
Well,
as we've stated before the podcast, you can't cut three pieces of cardstock with those things. How the fuck are you going to slice through hands? How are you going to get them fingies?
Maybe it got a little softer when he turned the tendrils in there.
Ah, that's true. He's soft body now.
Yeah, that's right.
mush body.
Allow. So he could breathe through the water.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
All right. They get into more of a tussle, and then Josh Hartnett jams one of his crank pens into Jon Stewart's eyeballs. And Jon Stewart, you know, his eye, like, foams over, and then he is dead. Josh Hartnett is like, let us leave immediately. And also, Jake's going to rewind for a second because he remembered a couple of key scenes of Josh Hartnett we skipped.
I love how the fingies like turn into other little animals and they're like crawling around.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Which they're like, oh, what the fuck? Before they leave. All right. What we missed before this, Danny Masterson and the other kid come up to see Josh Hartnett. They're like, give me Craig. And he gives them some. And they're like, great, more.
More.
And he gives them more.
More Craig.
And they're like, give us all of it. And he's like, no. And he pockets a couple that they could pretty clearly see in his hands.
So question, though, we don't know that Crank at this point does anything to the body snatchers. So
no, but they seem to know it intuitively.
Yeah, exactly.
Because this all happens before he kills Jon Stewart with it.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, Kevin.
Two other scenes happen near Josh Hartnett's car. They go as follows. Famke Janssen, when she's dowdy, finds him like loading it up with drugs. And then she's like, what are you doing? And then he offers her X-Lax and a condom.
Yeah.
Oh, Josh Hartnett, you're incorrigible.
This is when she's not hot.
Yeah. Then later, she's all sexy and shouting at him at the top of her lungs for no reason. She's like, Josh Hartnetty boy, I'm sick of your shit.
And a little bit of blood like, rushed to my penis.
God damn it. His too. But he's also like, she's on some crazy stuff. All right, back to the present. All right, they're heading out of town to Josh Hartnett's house because his parents aren't there.
But they
because they don't love him.
And they also have to drive like maniacs.
Oh, also, Usher is like, football player, come rejoin us, please. Yeah. I'll teach you how to dance over a chair.
Oh, fuck.
But they zoom out in Josh Hartnett's sports car.
Yeah.
They go back to his house, and they find out that the crank is mostly caffeine pills. They theorize that because caffeine is a diuretic, that it dried out the water animal, and this perhaps is why it killed Jon Stewart. It would also explain why the other guys wanted it.
Yeah, but I mean, by that logic, if it's diuretic, then you can go get, like, Miralax or, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Any number of things that could dry it out. You know, nicotine.
Yeah, you could just go to the grocery store. It's not all dependent on your one lonely stash of crank.
No. Yeah, I imagine if you went to the grocery store, all the caffeine pills would be sold out. Now it'd be like, shit.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, why the fuck are all the fucking caffeine pills are gone? But they don't know about Miralax.
Because they haven't taken over anyone with shit problems yet.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's had a pretty regular stool.
They tried five truckers and all of them died. And they're like, what's the connecting tissue here?
Fucking hell. Oh, fuck. So it's...
All right. Speaking of movies this movie likes to rip off, it's time for the part of this that's basically the thing.
Oh, yeah.
They decide, since the drugs kill the alien, that the only way for them to tell if any of them is an alien is they all must do drugs.
Yes.
They start off with Elijah Wood doing drugs. Then he starts laughing uproariously.
It's
Football
fantastic.
Player decides this means he must die.
Yeah, because we've introduced a gun also.
Oh, yeah, because Josh Hartnett has a gun.
Exactly.
Which he's like, it's a gun, sweetheart, to one of them, basically.
Doesn't he say, I think he says it to fucking to Elijah Wood. He's like, it's a gun. He's like, this is Chekhov's gun. We're going to have to fucking use it at some point.
He's like, I'm a drug dealer. Like, nobody's tried to hide that to this point.
Exactly. What do you expect me to not have a gun? I also have a schooner outside.
All right. Hartnett is like, he's tweaking, let him tweak, bro, which is maybe the actual best line of this movie.
Honestly, like, when he says it, I'm like, I ain't mad at him. Like, stop harshing his high, man.
Now, Elijah Wood's great the rest of this scene.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Because there's some point later where, like, Clay Duvall and Giordano Brewster are, like, facing down, and he's like, showdown.
Oh, Kevin, this is the best bit of writing you had on the day.
All right, the quarterback pulls the gun on Josh Hartnett and makes him take it, even though Hartnett's like, I don't take my own supply. And it's like, you came up with the rules, dude. Take the drugs. Exactly. Why are we doing this?
Yeah. You can't change it now.
He does, and then the quarterback does, and the quarterback also starts laughing and climbs on the couch with Elijah Wood. This is pretty good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I want to know what else is in the crank, because I've had caffeine pills and it's never made me loopy.
He says household products, so it could be anything.
They're putting fucking Ajax in this thing?
Yeah, I mean, like,
like fucking Peter, like Pee Wee Herman in that fucking Cheech and Chong movie. Oh no, it wasn't that.
It's like, yeah, I mean, like, gasoline's in some houses.
That's
I mean,
true.
It could be like dusters or something that would make you like start laughing pretty uncontrollably.
That's true, I guess. Yeah. He's got fucking Pledge.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know how many like bodies Josh Hartnett has on him from this particular pill.
That's true. We don't know how long it took him to perfect crank.
All right, they talk Clay Duvall into it. When she takes it, it's not a fun trip.
No.
She keeps looking at the ceiling and going like, no. Giordano Brewster and the Southern girl both don't want to take it because the Southern girl keeps saying like, I'm allergic.
I'm allergic to aspirin. I can't have anything.
Earlier in the movie, she's like, if I took that stuff, that would probably kill me.
Yeah.
While Kevin Williamson's like pumping his fist at home.
To Boobs
Josh
Magazine.
Josh Hartnett's like... No, you're going to take it because I love you. Essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
Giordano Brewster doesn't want to take it either. She's like, all right, we'll take it at the same time. The blonde falls back and the powder disappears.
Yeah.
Giordano Brewster is like, all right, I do it. But then like weird shit's going to start moving in my face. You ready?
Yeah, exactly. Tentacles.
So they do that.
Come out too.
Yeah, it seems like maybe it should have killed her. I mean, like,
we've already established that it was just a small dose that went into Jon Stewart's eye. She's putting it in her nose. It probably should have fucking disintegrated her, right?
Yeah. So they all freak out, and she's like, well, it's time for me to give my villain speech.
Yep.
You're already lost. We're going to take over the whole world. There's nothing you can do to stop us. Then she breaks all of the drugs and drug equipment, and this time actually literally bursts through the wall like Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah. Yeah, she does. She busts right through that fucking garage.
Yep. Then she runs out to a waiting car, which drives off with her. Why don't they just, like, swarm the house and take over? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. My wife goes, oh, a cop car is just conveniently there. And I said, no, honey, that's a student driver's car.
Sure was. You can tell because the passenger kept slamming on the brakes for fun. I mean, they might be pod people, but they/we have a sense of humor.
Yeah, yep. And they haven't fully mastered the human body yet.
All right. They decide the way to proceed is if you kill the head of the pod, it'll end up killing all of them, but the people that have taken over will be fine.
Okay.
Is it a good theory? No.
Is it?
But it's the only theory they have.
Is it?
They decide.
Is it a theory? Sure.
Yep. They decide Principal Newworth is the head of the pod. Why? She's the principal. They think aliens must have the same hierarchy we have.
Yikes.
I mean, for all they know, they wouldn't be like, the janitor, the most respected of the species, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Venerated in our culture for the fact that they take care of others.
It's like the same logic you have when you're a kid and you look at your parents like they know all the answers. And then when you get older, you go, oh, they don't know shit. Neither do I.
Yeah. And frankly, they fed me like a bunch of bullshit. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
That I need to regurgitate and get rid of.
Yeah. The principal's in charge.
All right. They head to town because everyone's there because there's a football game.
Yeah. Football.
The football team is all transformed and they're dropping a bunch of worms in the opposing team's ears while they're playing. Also, like, Usher, like, clotheslines the guy and he goes, like, full 360 spin.
Yeah. Like, there's a point where Usher spits a worm in a dude's ear and then he's hauled off on a gurney. And I'm like, If they're doing this to everybody, that team's not going to have any players. So these footballers can't football. Linebackers obviously can't be linebacking.
Yeah. No, that guy just didn't make it because he had Miralax in his system.
Ah, that's right.
He had a real poop emergency before the game, and it's led to his unfortunate, untimely death.
He's been backed up for a week.
All right, our heroes wander into the crowd where presumably everyone's already chased and should just like grab them and haul them off.
Yeah, because it's just a crowd of folk.
Yeah. For some reason, that doesn't happen. They go inside to the gym. BB Newworth meets them and they're like, oh, great. Well,
we didn't have to go search for you.
They're like, all right, well, if one of you could just pull the gun on her. So they do, and they drop a net on her.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking Scooby-Doo, like, style.
I mean, pretty much. They're like, BB Newworth, you're the head of the aliens. She's like, you're all fucking crazy. It sounds believable. Elijah Wood suddenly like, I don't know, maybe we got it wrong.
Yeah, maybe we're wrong about this, guys.
Josh Hartnett's like, I've already killed enough people in this town, give me the gun. And then he shoots BB Newworth in the head.
Yep.
Nothing happens and pool starts playing. Her blood starts pooling around her. And they're like, oh, shit.
We really fucked up.
Then she, like, stands up and, like, she's got a bunch of alien shit going on. And she's like, bleh.
Doesn't her arm, the like, blood drop out? Like,
yeah, pretty much. The blonde comes forward and spills, let's say, 95% of their drug supply on her face.
I love her acting because she's like, ew, she throws it on her. And then I really love the part where she's like, just like trying to get every drop out of it. She's just like,
look, I'm not unkind. Based on what happens, that's actually good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because you're supposed to think that she's just a fucking klutz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At the same time, so, you go,
She melts, the Wicked Witch is dead, long live the good guys. They go to look out the window, the football team's just standing out there, so they're like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think it's better now? The quarterback says, I'll go and check.
Oh, it Clay started Duvall's raining, like, at this point, too.
Yeah, yeah. Clay Duvall's like, give me all them smooches first, so they like hardcore make out.
Yeah.
Then she sends him off to run with an erection towards the football team.
at least a little bit of blood rush to his penis.
Yeah. He's a little wobbly. He gets out there, Robert Patrick, eyes to the sky, tentacles reaching out for all that water.
Oh, yeah.
Ruh-roh!
Yeah, I guess this is a bad situation.
All right, he goes back to the school, and they're like, what's the deal, dude? He's like, yeah, no, they're definitely still aliens, and Robert Patrick's the lead of them, and you better let me in. They're like, no, like, you gotta take, like, the crank you took with you. And he's like, no, I dropped it. And they're like, okay, we'll give you the last one we have.
Exactly.
He immediately pours it on the ground. And they're like, stupid, stupid, stupid kids.
No, I can't believe you lied.
That is like, it is so much better than human life. There's no pain. Clay Duvall, you'll get to be with me. And it's like, seems like she probably had a good shot at that before you went out the door, dude.
That being said, when he makes his argument, I'm going, maybe it wouldn't be bad to be a pod person.
I simply cannot agree. Josh Hartnett threatens him with the gun by being like, no pain. Why don't you come in here and I'll show you no pain? It's like, you already know shooting does nothing to them.
Exactly.
But fine, you want to act tough. Okay, they need to regroup. The football guy is the head of the pod people. They decide now. Again, they have no reason to suspect this. They're wrong again. We'll get to it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, there's no crank left. Josh Hartnett says, there's some left in my car. So, okay. Josh Hartnett and Elijah Wood are heading out there.
So they came here with the plan to kill principal with crank. And you would think, okay, we're going to go kill principal with crank. Let's take all our crank with us. Right?
Yeah.
Let's not leave
it. If I was Josh Hartnett, I probably would have kept some to myself in case it turned out one of them wasn't on the up and up.
Exactly. And then let's leave a bunch of crank loose in my car.
Yeah.
Loose crank.
Some loose crank.
Okay. I'm just making sure I understand what Kevin Williamson's doing here.
Unfortunately, this is the way it must be.
Okay.
All right, they're immediately surrounded by the football team, including the quarterback, who is in his uniform again. Let's be honest, it looked really big on him. That dude's not big enough to play football.
But I love that he did a costume change.
Which, again, is like, what is the deal with how it changes your personality?
Don't worry, we'll get there at the end.
I read a thing afterwards where it's like, they let you live like your heart's desires. And it's like, but he doesn't want to play football. It's like,
he doesn't want to play football anymore.
I guess they just make you different. I mean, who knows how?
It just makes you opposite day. Freaky Friday.
If you want something, it's the other way around. Who cares? It's almost over. All right.
Exactly.
Elijah Wood and Josh Hartnett split off. Elijah Wood goes in a bus. Jordana Brewster's waiting there for some reason.
Yeah.
She's like, why don't you join us? And maybe I'll touch that dick then. He's like, tempting, but I'm going to go through the roof of this bus as a football player bursted through the window. Then he hops down and he runs away because, you know, you only run when they're chasing you.
Yep.
Josh Hartnett gets to his car. There's no crank in the trunk, but Famke Jensen's there. And she's sexy and wants to go for a car ride.
Yeah. And honestly, like, pod people, car ride, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. He's like, are you looking for something? And she's like, I'm looking for something cherry flavored. Wink, the condom you mentioned earlier. I'm going to suck that dick. He hops in the car. She breaks through the window. He's like zooming around trying to get the crank that's rolling around the front of the car. That's like what happens, is it not?
Yeah. It's just, he's got, like I said, loose crank in the car, man.
Yeah, a little loose cranking in the car.
Yep.
All right. He manages to get some crank, but then he slams the car into a bus. She heads out through the front. He wanders out all bloody, She's a little bit worse for wear because that head got knocked off.
Yeah.
And it's crawling Thing style across the floor while her headless torso is looking for it. It doesn't look great, but it is kind of funny.
It is. And there's a bit at the end that I like. I love it. There's a bit at the end of the movie. We'll get there. But I love it. It's so stupid.
I'm not positive I know, but okay, all right, okay, let's move on.
Okay. Because the head goes back on her wobbling body all around.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Headless Horseman style.
Yeah, it's great.
Or like that guy from fucking Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
All right. Inside, the Bond girl's like, I think that maybe it would actually be super cool to be a pod person to Claire Duvall. And she's like, no, that's fucking terrible. And she's like, fine. But then I'm going to start whomping you with squid arms. Cause guess what? It's a third act twist, girlfriend.
Yeah, girlfriend. Yeah, again, though, you're alone with this person. Why wouldn't you just lean up in her ear and then, like, be done?
Yeah, instead of, like, being like, I'm going to do big squid arms.
Yep.
Then I'm going to turn into a giant monstrosity that looks like a big version of the Thing in the Tank.
Yep.
Let's say like three stories tall.
Exactly.
I'm going to chase you around. I'm going to menace you for a bit.
I'm going to jump in this swimming pool.
Right. I'm going to chase you with Elijah Wood. He's going to slip going around. Claire Duvall's going to eat it in a way that fucks up her teeth.
Bro. She's going to have meth mouth after this for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hope she's super sure about wanting to suck that dick, because, like, easier access now. Anyways. After she hops out of the pool, she turns back into Naked Girl to be like, hey, Elijah Wood. You all join me too, maybe? Josh Hartnett comes back, and she's like, oh, thank God you're here, Josh Hartnett. Claire Duvall was trying to kill me.
Yeah.
Guess she's the alien. Maybe give me all that crank. And he's like, let me ask you a question, okay, blonde? And he puts on his Sherlock Holmes hat. He says, why are you naked? She thinks about it and has no response. Then she's like, fine, fuck it. Guess I'll fuck y'all up. Meanwhile, we find out Claire Duvall got turned too.
At some point.
Yeah, Elijah Wood, like, knocks her into a cage and locks her in right before she gets Josh Hartnett. They go and hide behind some lockers. Josh Hartnett's like, you gotta take drugs, because when I came back, everyone was aliens.
Yeah.
Elijah Wood's like, you're insane, but he does it.
Yep. I'm like, oh, Elijah's fucked again.
Yep. They're going around the locker room. At some point, they get separated. Josh Hartnett gets thrown over three lockers into another one and passes out. Elijah Wood's got the crank. It's time.
Yep.
She goes back to Naked Girl and be like, Elijah Wood, let me tell you all about my home planet, okay, y'all? It was like a big ocean or something. You know what I mean? We were like a bunch of big worms. He's like, we was all like lying and stuff. It was so nice. But then my planet dried up and I got real sad and lonely. Like maybe some kind of little nerd getting tossed like dick wise right into a light pole. So I was like, oh, maybe I'll make this my new home. What you think, y'all?
Fuck.
Elijah Wood's like, okay, well, I'd rather die than be part of you. She's like, fine, so be it. Back into the giant worm then. Yep. Here I go, snarl with the southern accent.
Here I come.
She turns back to a giant worm. Elijah Wood has something to run from, so he's on the move.
Oh, fuck. He only runs when he's being chased.
But he's being chased.
He runs fast, too.
She's like, I'm chasing you, y'all.
I'm chasing you. Here I come.
He's like, Tammy Taylor, that's what I'm doing here. Come on, y'all.
I'm linebacking. Oh, fuck. You're killing me.
He goes behind the bleachers, and he hits the button to start closing them. And then he's kind of like shuffling through them. we can't show this all in one shot because he's not actually moving fast enough to escape getting crushed to death.
Yeah.
But the giant worm's coming behind him. Eventually, the giant worm gets trapped while he gets to the end. The giant worm shoots some shit out into his face as he jams the pen into its eye. Although, honestly, its eyes are closed for a second before that. It's like, just keep them peepers shut. You did it, worm.
Yeah, exactly.
You can go back to gliding, y'all. But he gets it in her eye. She dies. The things fall out of his face and then disintegrate on the floor. He collapses and says, "You probably wouldn't have liked it here anyways."
Yeah, well, based off that first 5 minutes of the movie, or first 10 minutes of the movie with the kids, I don't think I'd like it in Ohio either.
Yeah. Honestly, if, like, diuretics aren't, like, good for it, I'm also concerned what salt water would do.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
Got- Anyways, he goes and checks on Clay Duvall, and he's like, "Are you you?" And she's like, "Poof, poof, poof, poof," because all her teeth are gone. But it means, it's me, I'm back. Honestly, with the way they're, like, holding each other at the end, I'm like, why wasn't this the play?
Yeah, you would...
There's more tenderness between the two of them than the rest.
Exactly.
Anyways, Josh Hartnett's back. He's like, "Did we win?"
Yeah, exactly. He's a Hooper from Jaws. He's like, he just comes floating up.
All right, we cut to the next day where the news crew's there to be like, Elijah Wood did it. He beat the
Yeah, Elijah basically. Wood. Did it all by himself. No crank involved.
Yep. He's hanging out with Jordana Brewster, who's his girlfriend now. Why? Nobody will ever explain.
Because Kevin was fulfilling a wish.
Guess what else is a surprise? There's a new football player in town. It's Josh Hartnett. He's smoking a cigarette.
Yep.
What?
Don't be smoking on the fucking field. Get the fuck back in here and run and stuff. You fuck.
You know what would have made sense based on the way the movie went before this?
What?
Elijah Wood's on the football team because he's really fast.
Hey, yeah, that would make sense. He's fast. Maybe he's like a wide receiver or something.
Like a little kick return. He's basically Dave Meggett.
Yeah, right.
Without also the raping. A lot of rape this episode. A lot of rape.
Yeah, and then like Josh Hartnett's like applying himself and being like a good student and stuff, right? Like right, that. Right. And he's probably
The football player's a applying himself. He's a great student. I guess they kind of repeated a lot of things.
Yeah. The part I was going to say is the teacher's back to being nerdy. She's sitting in the stand watching Josh Hartnett thinking about that dick, but she has a little handkerchief around her neck because
okay, now I wondered about this.
Because her head popped off. Shouldn't she just be dead? Shouldn't she just be dead?
Okay. We have to talk about it.
Just be done.
They decide the rules at some point were you kill the queen, they all go back to being humans. Uh-huh. Fine.
Yep.
That doesn't mean their bodies just heal. They should. Because you know whose bodies don't? Humans.
Yeah.
Like B.B. Newer, Jon Stewart, and Famke Janssen should be straight up dead.
Like, they're just dead. Like, she, her head left her body. Her head.
Okay. Now, football players with Clay Duvall, who's wearing some makeup now, because it is basically the end of Breakfast Club.
Yep.
Except if somebody saw the Breakfast Club and said, Anthony Michael Hall should end up with Molly Ringwald, and Judd Nelson should fuck a teacher.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But there's been character development, too, because now she's wearing pink.
Yum. Yep.
Character development achieved.
Yeah, it's like a little bit of like love for the men out there are like, she'd be really pretty if she took that shit off her face. Yeah.
You know, you'd be really pretty if you weren't such a bitch.
Yikes. And on that illustrious note, it's over.
Do I get to ask you the question?
No, I picked the movie. Josh, it falls upon me to ask you the eternal question, did I scare you?
Fuck no. Fuck no. No. Oh, man, this movie. Oh, man, it's so campy.
Look, I don't regret they made this movie because I love Josh Hartnett and Elijah Wood in Sin City.
Yes.
This is not a good movie.
No. Now, Jake, obviously it didn't scare you as well. Did it? You had rose glasses going into you remember this movie in a good light. Do you come out of it now with that same feeling?
Okay. Can I tell you why, though? Like, why really?
Yeah, go ahead.
This came out in 1998.
Yep.
In 1998, I was 13 years old. I was 1 year away from high school.
Okay.
Any high school movie that came out in 1998, I loved. Like, Can't Hardly Wait, which is another movie I fucking watched a million times.
Yeah.
So I was just like, wow, having girlfriends and stuff, and like, Josh Hartnett seems real cool.
Yeah.
I loved every part of that. This is bad. This is real bad. It's real tropey. There was a lot of movies at the time that went for the thing where it's like, oh, like aliens or like pod people or like brain chips are going to make you conform. Because this was around the same time that Disturbing Behavior came out.
Yeah.
I am now realizing something very important. I have to make a very quick text.
Oh, yeah?
Because I was going to say, wow, maybe we can do that next time. I don't know what we're doing next time. Oh, Vinny's supposed to select.
Vin's not here. I remember seeing this movie because so it came out in 98. I was a sophomore in high school when I saw it in the theater. And I remember liking it a whole bunch. I had seen it multiple times on DVD. I haven't probably seen it in at least 10 to 12 years, you know. So I also remembered it with probably way rosier glasses than I view it now. There's just so many questions about choices that are made in the movie. The biggest just being why didn't they turn people at a rate faster? Like they had people by themselves at so many points. It's just like, why?
It makes no sense. Yeah. It's the type of thing where it's like, they're relying on you to like, be like, oh, you're supposed to fall for the twist at the end. Here's the other thing we didn't cover. That's so annoying. You're supposed to think that the blonde took the drug, so it's like, but how could she be, like, the queen at the end?
Yeah.
But then, like, we do a flashback where she's basically doing, like, the CSI part of the episode where the murderer explains themselves.
Yeah.
But, like, we see that, like, she used, like, gills to shut her nostrils and then...
And then twisted the bottom.
And then to make sure that you especially know she's an alien, her finger turns into a tendril to knock the powder out.
Yeah.
Which I thought was an extra stupid touch.
So stupid. But like, you know what? Here's the thing. While I think the movie is stupid, I still had fun watching it because I was laughing a lot. So I don't know if I hate it. I don't hate the movie.
I'm never going to hate it completely because anything that makes me remember being young, I'm going to like because I'm old and broken.
Trust me, I know the feeling. I am very old and very broken.
But once I was young and spry and my whole life was ahead of me.
And you thought you could be Josh Hartnett.
Yeah,
someday.
If I went into the Steve Urkel machine to turn me like Stefan style, I'd look like Josh Hartnett on the other end.
What is the version of you that is Stefan Urkel?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I do enjoy this movie, though. I think it's the same thing where it's like it made me think about when I saw it when I was a kid, like with my friends, and we had such a good time doing it. But also, like I said before, like the CG in this is actually, for 1998, is like really, some of it's really, really good. Like, I think a lot of the tentacle monster stuff at the end is really, really well done. CG.
Yeah. Robert Rodriguez is like, he's not a bad director, so he'll get you through some of this stuff, even if I thought the script was awful.
Yeah.
Which it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But, all right, Josh, let's move on. What, if you were any character in this movie, who would you be?
I would be Jon Stewart.
Okay, because?
Because I'd want to get out of the movie as quickly as possible, too. No. I feel like if I was a teacher, I would get bullied by students all the time.
All right, I'm definitely Usher, because I'd also be concerned for that one. I'd be like, hold on, like, you just gonna take this guy and then kill him just to be like, oh, let's see what happens.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Like, you're a science teacher, and you're just like, let's drop it in water and see.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, man. It's yeah.
I read that there was a cut scene, too, where Jon Stewart's back, but he has an eye patch on.
Oh, my God.
Just to further drive home the fact. It's like, don't worry. It's like, don't. Only the alien dies.
Yeah, don't worry. Even though we saw his body fucking, like, mutate and basically disintegrate, he lived. He's good.
Yeah, yeah. He made it.
He made it.
No problem.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, gif-able moment.
My gif-able moment is anytime Josh Hartnett's driving that car. Just anytime he's driving that car, and it's just me trying to fucking get to work on time every day.
Yeah, he's high revolutions for not a lot.
It's like he's squealing tires coming into school. I'm like, he doesn't even want to fucking be here, but he's trying to get there so fast.
All right, for me, it's when sexy Fabka Jansen is ripping into him, and he kind of hunches his shoulders and does a, like, come on, give it to me, like, yeah, type thingies. Just like, let's hear it. I mean, if you're going to roast me, come on, roast me. Oh, I got it. My parents don't love me. Go on, keep going.
Yeah, exactly. Keep. This is worse than Friars Club. Fucking hell. That's good.
All right, that's going to do it for the faculty. Vinny has the only access to our mail account, so if we have mail this week, I don't know, but if you would like to mail us, you can do so at disypod@gmail.com, or you can check us out on Twitter or Instagram at disypod, or on Instagram at didiscareyoupod.
That's correct.
There's not really anything for you to add to that, Josh.
No, I don't have a podcast anymore. I don't do anything.
You don't even, wait, you don't do the, what's the nerd one? Nerd Dumb?
Yeah, Nerd Dumb. We don't do, we haven't done Nerd Dumb in a while. I think it's dead as well. It was fun while it lasted. We did it for a long time. It's just, it's hard to get three people together that don't live in the same state.
All right. Seems fair, but people can check out your archive, right?
Oh, yeah. Or
Nerd Dumb.
Yeah, you can go to Nerd Dumb or It Shouldn't Be This Hard podcast. They're still out there somewhere in the ether if you want to check those out. If not, you can check out my artwork that I do for this illustrious podcast every week. I try to do their cover art because I just love Jake and Vin, and I want to help them as much as I can.
And we appreciate it. Some good stuff the last couple of weeks. Please check out Josh's affixing of our heads onto various posters on Instagram. Again, at Did I Scare You Pod.
That Happy Death Day one I was very, very happy with at the end, with your faces and the knife.
There were some good ones recently. Yeah, yeah. A lot of good ones.
Yeah.
So I'm going to thank Josh for coming and stepping in for Vinny this week. I have done some frantic texting with my brother because this is the part of the show where he has to pick the next movie, and I had no idea what it was.
Yep.
But I have found out he has responded in time. Next week, we will be watching Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
Okay, okay. Continuing the Freddy Krueger crusade.
Yeah, and if you haven't heard our first episode on Nightmare on Elm Street, I think you should, because it's a personal favorite of mine.
It's fantastic. I can vouch. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Among other things, we speculate about what a dumb Johnny Depp would dream of.
I forgot all about that part.
And also what the use of a gurney would be for someone who's been reduced to a pool of blood.
Well, at this rate, I just hope eventually you get to the Nightmare. Is Nightmare on Elm Street 2 the one where the girl gets killed in the cockroach?
I must admit I haven't seen it. I'm not very familiar with that.
Okay.
I know that the third one is Dream Warriors. But
that might be it. The Dream Warriors might be the one. But there's one where this girl gets crushed in a cockroach trap. It's fucking, it's gruesome. It's gross. It's so gross.
You can watch along at home to find out if this is the one where a girl gets crushed in a cockroach trap.
Yeah, yeah. Be excited. But,
again, a thank you to Josh for co-hosting this week. Always a pleasure to have you. A thank you, as always, to Rebel Escape Pod for letting us use their song Monster for our intro and outro. Please check them out on Spotify. That's going to do it for us this week. You have been listening to Did I Scare You? I have been your host, Jake Albrecht.
And I've been the co-host, Josh. And thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
I fucking love that line, dude.
How you doing, lady? Thanks. Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Never need to fear. Steps so black.